They start going off and on since last fall, and during Christmas, that's the only time they had it going for a little while, for about a week, and it broke down again. So this spring, when they finally sent the parts in to be repaired, the generator. And the deal was on the HHS made a deal with the school so they can use the power for the pump out for the water system during the school season. So that's how we have running water all winter until the fuel tank shuts down. And we have to put up for the clean water that we use for. They put the water system in. They put in the well. In a coal mine, which is set back in 50. I guess the 6 years. And I left there and I worked for my uncle Jimmy Huntington. I worked for him in riverboat for 3 years. And he quit operating. So after that, I went to work for this other mining camp over Hogsville. With E Company. Because we had a bridge over there. That took 8 years with them, and after that, I started going to work where I can get a job. That was pretty just for three summers. And after that, I went to work for, so I was working for construction. There were more constructions around him. I worked up there this one summer, and after that, I worked up the slope too. The construction making this FAA housing way back in that. Yeah, I worked on Galena. 76, I worked in Galena one summer to give them that big high school down there. Yeah, I worked in there too. And this summer, there's another job coming up down there, a construction job, and I'm waiting to get on there. It should start booming in probably a couple of weeks. They're doing their cement work right now. They're not good work.
So you said you can be a carpenter, a mechanic, work on a riverboat.
Yeah.
Cat operator. What else?
When you were working in the mines, all of you, what were you doing in the
dry camp? Yeah.
What were you doing in the riverboat?
That was a big can. It was handling freight. Take care of whatever it needed to be taken care of.
What boat was that?
That was for Jimmy Huntington's boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the name of his boat?
Galton Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the pilot then.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked with Stephen 3 years. Nice guy to work with.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, 75, I think it was. I helped him make a frame house down there. You see?
Oh, the one you did?
Yeah, a frame house, yeah. He hired me. I worked with him 2 weeks. everything, just the inside finishing, that's all. And I came back home. It was time to go hunting in September, came back home.
So what other things, what other kind of work can you do?
Well, I can do a little bit of wiring with electrician.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with electrician for one season, one summer. All electric.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with Moe Shumrak too, and over here in Dispute Lodge too. I can do a little bit of, I can hook wires together, make
mm-hmm.
that light turn on.
Well, it sounds like you start your own school for young boys around here.
You want to go to a big what kind of things do you do around the village here?
Well, right now, after I worked for PHS two years. And after that, I maintained a pump house for a while, and William Clark took over. My wife, now he's not around today, so I work over there by myself to hook up that pipe plant. And while it's running, he take care of it, maintain it.
So you just volunteer in your
pump? Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh.
Is that to get it ready for the season?
Yeah. Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
people need to. There's a lot of people that bring food for the pot rats, meat, and birds, and that we keep in the freezer.
Yeah, there's a big freezer here too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I turned it off. It was on when we had the oranges and watermelon in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When the electricity went on,
uh-huh.
that went on, and that watermelon
uh-huh.
in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, last winter I worked for Stu. I took care of that light plant. But before that, for 3 years, I was a janitor. And Mr. Bain worked here. You must know him. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I was janitor for them. And last winter, that was my first time working here in Lifeland again.
Did that keep you from going out home, working at the Lifeland? No,
I was getting paid by in a month, and I just check it in the morning and evening, and the rest of the day I can do whatever I want, or hunt, or fall with, or
work,
drive dogs, and just once a week I change oil, but if there's something that need to be done, I can work on it any time. Like,
mm-hmm.
if I was getting paid by the month, and if it stopped during the night, I have to get up and get it started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're on call all the time.
Yeah.
Are you driving dogs now?
Yeah, I got dogs. I got a bunch of them.
Have you driven dogs all the way through, or did you stop at one time?
Into the villages,
or? Well, since you were really young, when did you first get dogs?
Well, when I was about 12, 14 years old, I started having my four dogs to go out to trap with by myself. Mm-hmm, yeah. But there's just, the old man got 10. There's a line to check. You know.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have my own little line too, and we never, after I started having my four dogs, we never traveled together no more. He can have his own line, and I run my own line too.
You got like a loop coming off?
Uh-huh, yeah. But we can work off of one tent, one camp. So I started having my four dogs, and after I was 17. 17, 18, I start to think about racing. I start having more. When I got married, and when I start having more dogs, right now I got more than what I need now.
How many dogs you
have now? I got 15 big ones and six pups right now. The last winter I had more to try to train for Anchorage. I bought a lot of dogs. I had my brother Winkler Byfield help me here training dogs, working on dogs. I didn't do very good down Anchorage though. First ninth. Yeah, Randy. Twenty some teams. Well, I entered that ID draw 1 year too, 75. Yeah, I made that trip too. Well, I went once, and that's it. First and last one. Yeah, I didn't have no sponsor. I was on my own and expensed in. A lot of people just ought to help me. Either way, they can help me.
How would people help?
Well, they put me up where I can, just like during the day when I travel. If I go by any village or any camp, they always invite me to eat. That's really treated good. But the expense though, it cost me a lot. I made $2,500 and it cost me $36 by the time I left here to come back here. I have to charge her back from Nome all the way back here. And all the whole trip, the expense is quite a bit. But last winter I was okay, I had a sponsor. I had Harpo sponsoring me. But they're paying for every dollar I spent. So it's okay. No, I'll just race local. Just around here, yeah. Yeah, I'll catch you, we see.
Do you lend your dogs out?
Yeah, well, I might rent my dogs out to whoever can want to rent them.
So when you never did quit driving dogs?
No.
Since you were 14?
No, I'll take this back. 61. The last time I raced in Fairbanks, I thought I was going to quit. And I quit until 69. My dad, Fred Byfield, he gave one pup to my baby. My baby was, my youngest one was about 2 years old then. So in 70s, I was a team again. Yeah. So 74 I start racing again. 74. I think I'll quit. I wouldn't quit until I tell my friends I'll race until I get to be 60s, and I don't know. But I'll try anyway. Yeah, 59 was my first time, and 61 just last. The two winters. Yeah. My brother raced in 60, few by foot. We pooled teamed him. He raced in Anchorage. He won the Anchorage and Fairbanks race that year. But me, I never won nothing. I was third in 59. Fairbanks and Earl Second in 61. That's when, that's when Beatus only just won from Al Packett. But around here, I went a few little races. I got a little bit of trophy to show for all the dogs, the work I put into the dogs all these years.
What's that like for you,
Bob? Well, for me right now, just when I enjoy myself and out in the trails. And I like to race. I guess it's good once you get your mind into racing. Right now, doing fairly good in this local town or village, so I just keep on racing. My son wanted to take over. I told him that's just the way I enjoy my life, so that they can't take my dogs. They have to race his own dogs. And it's a lot of work. A lot of work to have a dog. I have to fish with him a lot in summertime. First fall, right after freeze up, I start working them almost every day to get them in shape. And once they get in shape, they're okay. Well, when I didn't have dogs, just back from 61 to 69, I had underwear. I get along with snow machine. But after I started having dogs, I couldn't very well have two things. Well, I got the machine, but I never used it much.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about breaking down.
Right? Uh-huh. Well, to start out, I start them slow, like short distance, hauling loads just so they can run fast. If you start not running too fast while they're soft, they can get hurt easy. So I harden them up. I make sure I harden them up first before I start running them harder. And by Christmas, by Christmas or New Year, they're in good shape.
How many miles are you taking in a day?
Well, to start off, it's anywhere from five on, I start using them. And after, I think it's harder, taking 15, 20, or could it be more?
The long way to you, too.
That's just the only way you gotta be good. If they're not in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said that you started having a lot more dogs when you got married.
Uh-huh.
When did you get married?
52.
Uh-huh. And why did you start having more dogs then?
Well, I got a person to help me more on dogs because my grandparents did. They were too old to work on dogs when I first started my little racing team. Well, she can cut fish, but there's no way they can help.
So, what races does she have to do now? What the things does she start doing?
Well, cooking for them, helping with feeding them, like raising the kids. Right now, when the kids are big enough to start doing the same thing, you start helping more and dogs.
Where did you meet
Okay. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is that was the place to go in my phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think we were up there 2 weeks ago with boat. Two weeks or more. We were up there for Memorial Day. Yeah. We broke down coming home. I don't have a big chick right now.
So what did you do when you broke down?
Well, it didn't really break, but there's something that's given in it. You've given up in the motor, so we just run down slow. And I have to take it apart later whenever I get a spare time. I'll take it apart and try to order new parts for it. 65 milk. Good motor. Oh, we got a little fishing boat with a 20 horse Merc on it. So that's what the boys are using to check fishing right now.
Is there something else you do for a boat?
Oh, I built my own boat. Mm-hmm. But the fishing boat we got right now is this aluminum boat.
Mm-hmm.
But the other boats, I don't build a good boat, but I built my own boat anyway.
Now going back to when you met Casey, were you staying up at Al Cassie or?
No, I was living down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Whatever. I can afford to travel.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go up there with dog team too in wintertime.
Maintain a romance
with
some lady that's all the way over there. I
mean, I know how it is. It's very long. I want to see somebody looking for
him.
Yeah, I met him in Hawaii. He came back up here. So, when. How many kids
do you
have now?
We got six daughters and five sons. And last fall we adopted a dog baby too.
Oh, we didn't have enough, huh?
So we got six sons and six daughters now.
Oh.
Yeah. The baby is 8 months old now.
And how old is the baby?
Oldest daughter is 26.
Yeah. So we start from the first one and name and maybe
Well, I couldn't remember the quick year and the quick days for the birthdays and all that, but I can give the name.
Yeah, maybe an order from the oldest one.
Yeah, Elmaria was the oldest one, my oldest daughter. And this is Miranda.
Are any of them married?
No. And this is son, the oldest son is Norman. He's up on the line right now. And next one is Gerald, Miss Hazel, Ruth. There's one named Henry too. I don't know. There's not enough names in Alaska. I guess they have to name one Henry. Raymond and excuse me, Cynthia. She'll be coming back from that. Traveling pretty soon. She's going out to Europe. She'll be coming back. I don't know when. It sounds like the Husky kids are already back, but I know she haven't come yet. She must be on her way yet. And the other, this one is Fred. He's named after my dad. The youngest ever owned is Sandra. She's 12 years old now. She still acts like a baby. Ryan. Ryan. Doctor. Yeah. A lot of work raising all of them, but right now just they can help. There's a lot of help. They're a lot of help to us right now. Just my two oldest daughter and Norman, they work up on the line. They help us quite a bit. Right now they're all last summer they go out firefighting. In the house we never do hardly any much work in the house now. Everybody just working. They're doing a lot of help to us.
How would you train the health people?
Well, just ask each one just who's there to help, just ask for help and
they can.
No.
A lot of people want to know.
When they're willing to help, it's easy. It's like that. One of the boys, Raymond, when he's home from high school, I got help there all the time. He's always with me. He's interested in dogs here. Yeah. During his grade school, he was a lot of help to me, running dogs. After he finished school here, right after school, he goes home, pick up dogs, take 8 or 10 miles and back. Get to be longer days, he start taking out two teams, so that just give me more time to do something else than I was. In March, when there's longer days. But fall of the year, when short days, I did most of driving.
Does it seem to you that the life that your kids have when they were about 10 years old is different than the life that you had when you were 10 years old?
Yeah, right now there's more to do than that time.
Like what kind of things you want to do?
Well, wintertime there's a snow machine in the yard and there's more dogs that we used to have. There's more dogs in the yard now than there's always something for him to do. And Hazel, in the girls' side, Hazel is the one really interested in dogs. Like she finished high school and she's home with us three winters now, and obviously do all winter long is drive dogs, feed dogs. You need a lot of help. Yeah, Hazel, she does a lot of racing around.
Yeah.
Usually in all perfect.
Well, what other things do you think you said earlier that things have changed a lot from the future? What kind of things do you think have changed?
Well, it's like now there's more things to do, just like there's movie to go to in the evening. In those days, when I was small, I didn't know what the movie was. There was more things is like having the electricity and all that. It's like in a house, there's always a tape recorder or radio, there's always something going steady. What I didn't see when I was a kid. We used to have a coal oil lamp and a gas lamp for light. And out in the line, we have a candle, kerosene lamp plus candle. Now, right now, there's a lot of people trapping it right now, but there's people that I can see haul out a little bit of generator to have electricity out camp too. Stephen Ackley is the one.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a little bit of generator to haul on his trap line. Well, he's for light. You see, when he come home 9, 10 o'clock at night, just start up the generator. Things is bright, they can start cutting wood and just work, getting his machine ready for the next day. When he's got animal to skin, he can work on to work with just bright light. Like years ago when we had candlelight, it was hard to do skinning. Skin beaver or whatever the cat is. No, but the skinning job was evening job. There's always time we have to do something, we have to work on the rest of the line all day. And that was the evening job was the skinning. Well, I hook up my four dogs and just go out in the line. Oh, not really early. When we camp together, old man is always the first one up. He kind of spoils me to have breakfast ready before he wakes me up. So. But after I start going out by myself, though, I know I have to get up, so just whenever I wake up, I get up. There might be a time I slept in, but not every morning. Yeah.
So you wake up and breakfast would be ready?
Uh-huh.
And you eat breakfast and then what would you do? What would you have to do?
So, oatmeal, pancake, or bacon if we have them. We never used to use no eggs out in the line.
Is that a sourdough pancake?
No, it's a already mixed pancake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you cook it? I believe you could avoid it. Yeah. Well, dressed up and just get going.
What kind of clothes did you get again?
Well, those days was mostly fur clothes, like fur parka. Right now there's all this insulated, I don't know what kind of material there is, a lot of them, but they're all catwalk.
Do you use that now?
Yeah. They don't. There's times where you don't really go a full day, but it's just all depends how what the condition, trade condition is. We never used to go that far to at that time.
So, then you go and you check your traps. Do you have any key camps?
It's not a certain place, but whenever, wherever you're tired and hungry, stop and make tea. Well, there's times that you can use a dry fish and crackers, whatever you got in the camp. But all that time, we can kill a bird, ptarmigan, or spruce chickens, whatever we see in the line there. We can kill for food too. You ever been up the range, Brooks Range, and see?
No.
Yeah, I was up there once with a friend of mine, Sandy Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He took us out here in one event. Yeah, he was teaching school down here, and we were both working for PHS, putting the water system in 5 days a week. So one weekend, Friday evening, we took off with the airplane, which is a bit champ. We were 1 hour before we spotted sheep, so we landed. Next day we got three. It was a nice trip. That meat was good. Yeah, when they're fresh, they're really good. Our older people, they used to hunt up there every summer. That's their vacation. While the woman's is home fishing for the winter. To go up there just by paddling with canoe or pulling a rowboat, lining up. That's how we used to travel. Yeah, they probably be out about 3 to 4 weeks.
Did they go up John River?
There's quite a few went up John River, and quite a few went up the Latin River too. I believe Latin River is further. course, we went to went a little past the Jakpula Lake. A little past there, that's where we got our sheep. Just flying up Black River, we spotted just on the hillside. There's seven in the bunch. This Indian just stole right down this barge. And it took us 2.5 hours to get up to the peak, top peak where the seed was.
Did your own man tell you stories about Chicken?
Uh huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So then when you actually come, you remember the story?
Yeah.
What kind of things did he tell you about Chicken?
Well, he told me how to hunt it.
Is that what you did?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What did you do? Well, he told me not to sneak up in the bottom of the sheep, because the sheep always hit up on the way to get away from the animal. The sheep is a pretty good climber, you know. A better chance of going up and going down. So he told me to try to sneak on top, try to sneak over it. To shoot. That's just what we did. We got it. We got three. Uh-huh. Yeah. We got sharp eyes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know what the power, what the ice power the sheep got, but it can spot any further than any animal. Except wolf, maybe. Wolf might have a stronger ice. Uh-huh, yeah, lot stronger. Except in wolf, but quite a bit stronger, way stronger than human. Yeah, there's times. It's not every day things went good. There's a lot of hard work engaged in. There's times when the really snowed lots. Your camp could be 10 to 15 miles apart. It takes 10 to 12 hours to get there. And I remember I must have been about 11 or 12 years old. I really couldn't remember the year. We were trapping up Bear Creek, this creek down here, they call Bear Creek, and we had our second to last way out there. And between those two tents, there only couldn't be any further than 10, 12 miles. We left early, it was getting bright, and when we got out there, it was all could have been 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it snowed so much while we were at home, and the tent was down, and we had no shovel, and we used snow shoes to shovel all the snow off the tent. There could be one or two before we finally got the tent back up, that the fire started. Something to eat and quit a bit. Something like that, yeah. And there's times when it can get really cold too. That's when you really have to watch your traveling, watch your overflow. Well, it's a lot harder when it's cold. It's like when it's 40, 50 below weather, you travel out there, it's a lot harder than that. Could it be 0 or 10 above? Because everything you do, you have to, it's it's much harder to do things in that cove. If there's water flow, well, dogs, they can go around, it's easy. They can either go on that little thin ice just across the creek, but it's no machine. And it goes in the water in that temperature, it gets full of ice. The snow just fall up in the into the machine. And dogs, they can cross it easier than the machine, but when you stop, you make sure you clean their feet really dry, dry them off with snow, just rub snow on them until they're very dry. If you don't, their feet want to freeze. I've never seen it happen, but my old man got the experience with somebody that happened before, and that's what he taught me.